This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast from WFYI in Indianapolis. I'm Adam Gross, here with co-hosts Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Coming up, Small Studio alum and band leader Jared Thompson of the Jazz Fusion Band Premium Blend shares his top five favorite non-jazz songs with us. Charlene has an interview with the DJs of house music collective Club Plex, and we'll listen to clips from our weekly Indiana music playlist. To hear the unabridged version of the show, you can join us Saturday and Monday nights at 9 on 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis or at wfyi.org/listen. You can also hear some of the full songs featured on this show on our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost. Up first, co-host Charlene Birdsong has a conversation with the house music DJs from Club Plex.
Yes, I spoke to three DJs of the dance event and DJ collaborative Club Plex, which is an artistic group that features many of Indy's most talented up-and-coming DJs and musicians. Club Plex is the next generation of the Indianapolis music scene, intentionally centering safety and freedom with curated multi-genre dance parties and even a weekly radio show. I'll let them introduce themselves and we'll learn more about Club Plex.
My name is Alex Gonzalez. I am a DJ and producer. I go by G&Z.
Luke Miles, founder and one of the operators and curators of Club Plex. Also do a little bit of DJing on the side.
Hey, what's up? What's up? This is Brianna Shell, a.k.a. DJ Space Buns. I am here with Club Plex, my friends Luke and Gons.
Club Plex is essentially a dance floor and a DJ collective composed of a bunch of friends who like to DJ music that you can dance to. You know, that covers a lot of different genres.
I think the best way to describe it is you'll be experiencing a safe place where you can really be yourself, and there's a lot of unique individuals who are very self-expressive and also very welcoming. And, you know, maybe hear some different stuff that, you know, you're not used to hearing.
So what inspired Club Plex?
Really how we're doing it is inspired by, like, the Loft and those early, you know, New York City parties and whatnot that were, you know, mostly private, but, like, very, like, well talked about, like, great energy. Having that inspiration and then just wanting to do something different as far as music and partying goes in a different way. It's pretty much how we got to where we are and why we do what we do.
Awesome. And there are three of you here today, but the Club Plex Collective, it has a lot more DJs, right?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
How did you all find each other?
I don't know, a certain amount of us knowing each other, knowing that we like certain music. All right, like, let's go come into one space and do something, make some magic happen. And then when you create that platform, other DJs that you know, you don't know them, they start to come and support, and then you see them and they drop mixes and you're like, oh dang, they play stuff that's similar to us. So then I would reach out to them and be like, look, we're doing this, like, you want to get involved in this way? And then if they were down, which most people have been pretty down, you know, if you go on SoundCloud, there's so many different DJs on there. Everybody contributes to the, you know, the sound profile that Club Plex is right now. So yeah, just really just reaching out to people who have a sound that's similar and a fit what we're trying to facilitate from a music perspective.
Bria and Luke, you both mentioned that it's a place where people can be themselves and be free. When I first saw pictures of the parties you were having, I was like, this isn't Indianapolis. This looks like it's in New York or Chicago. Can you go into a little bit more about what you mean by people can be themselves and people can be free and that it's a safe space?
I think that the music that is played at Plex facilitates a sense of freedom. It is about what we do and, like, the mentality of the people sort of curating it, but there's a level of freedom in, like, house music or juke or footwork or whatever, you know, is being played at Plex. And I think the, like, high energy of the music as well gives people, I don't know, it just, like, takes them to this space, this head space, this body space. It's different than other types of music.
You are bringing up things that people don't bring up when they talk about events in Indianapolis. You're bringing up, like, safety and creativity and community and specifically bringing people in.
I mean, yeah, that's another big deal. And one of my big things is painting the picture that there is another avenue. You know, there are other places where you can, you know, fit in, and that it's music that, you know, comes from your ancestors and blah, 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 right? So all those things are kind of in the back of my mind as well. And it's good to see people are picking up on it.
I completely agree with what they're saying. And these two definitely were doing Plex before I kind of came on. And these guys are so well organized and so intentional about who is involved. And that foundation goes so far. What you're seeing with the pictures comes from this really solid foundation that they have built. And I tell them all the time, like, it's so cool. Like, they're on their P's and Q's. And it comes out in everything Plex related.
Do you feel like the scene in Indianapolis is expanding to other genres and types of events? Do you feel like there's a change or a shift happening?
Electronic music, like majority of what we play and what you're going to hear in the night, it's not like a new thing. Like, it's obvious
not
that it's
all.
Not like,
not
yeah, it's like not a new thing. It's a very like mainstream thing, but.
Well, there's parts of it that have been taken very mainstream.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's so what people think of in their head when you tell them what
white.
You do. Yeah, they don't realize the reality of it and where it all started.
It's not, again, it's not like a new thing. And there's definitely avenues around the city that are promoting this and have mm-hmm. been promoting it. And there's people out there that have definitely done what we've done, but we're just something new that's kind of revamping it in a way again, or just putting our own spin on it. Yeah, maybe you haven't been turned on to the right artist or the right, you know, genre of electronic music, but once you go there and you experience like the night or the party or even just hear one of the mixes on the radio, you've already been hooked. You're pulling out your phone trying to figure out what the song is.
Or you see somebody who looks like you playing music.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
that,
you know, the
is
representation
huge.
Part is big, especially out here in Indiana.
Huge.
You know. For those that don't know, we do have a radio show that airs every Saturday at 10 p.m. on 99.1 WQRT LPFM. And that is something you could tune into and kind of get a taste for, you know, what we play. We cover a lot of different types of genres and DJs from here in town that we'll do an hour mix from, you know, 10 to 11 and give you something to listen to on the way to your function that night. So tap in there.
What's up, what's up? This is Brianna Shell, a.k.a. DJ Space Buns. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, all at Brianna Shell. That's B-R-I-A-N-A-C-H-E-L-E, and DJ Space Buns as well.
Luke Miles, owner and operator of Club Plex, amongst many. Tags are going to be Mallgrabs on Instagram, M-A-L-L-G-R-A-B-S, and then the Club Plex Instagram itself at club.plex.
And this is Alex Gonzalez. I go by GNZ. If you want to check out what I'm up to, you can check out my handles at a.gnzls and then GNZ on SoundCloud.
Let's hear one of those SoundCloud mixes now. This is DJ GNZ on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Thanks, Charlene and Club Plex, for that interview. We're going to take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, we'll listen to Premium Blend band leader Jared Thompson's top 5 songs. This is the Small Studio Signal Boost podcast. I'm Adam Gross, here with Melissa Davis and Charlene Birdsong. Premium Blend is an indie-based jazz fusion band and Small Studio Sessions alum, and coming up in just a moment, we're going to hear their band leader Jared Thompson's top 5 favorite non-jazz songs. But before we get to that, let's hear some of their music. It's Premium Blend with Song for Etheridge. ¶¶
I'm Jared Thompson, band leader of Premium Blend, and this is my top five non-jazz favorite tunes. Green Eyes by Erykah Badu. So Green Eyes is my favorite. Erykah Badu is one of my all-time favorite artists. I grew up on her music, and that song in particular is broken up into three, I think maybe four sections that goes from like a 1920s jazz feel to the neo-soul that we have come to recognize her by. And there's the musical composition in tandem with the lyrics, and her vulnerability in her voice just knocks it out of the park for me. Chaka Khan's Hollywood's a favorite of mine because I love the story. It's really nice, easygoing, and easy listening style of music that tells a story about an artist or any person that dreams for bright lights in big city, I guess. And it's just done in a very poignant way.
Show him the way. He's moving to Hollywood. He's hopping into Hollywood. He's waited at bus stops all his life. Been in and out of those spaces, seeing eyes that spoke to him from sad and empty places.
So I couldn't decide between the songs to pick for Allura and Viola. Sing to the Moon and Green Garden are off of her album Sing to the Moon, and they are almost polar opposites. Green Garden has this very nice, almost Garden of Eden-esque feel to it. Just lighter and just remembering things to make you happy. And Sing to the Moon is just a great song for encouragement that I listen to when I'm feeling down or just not feeling very motivated or feeling like myself.
How you gonna make it through till the morning sun? Sing to the moon.
Outkast is probably the second group that I got into hip-hop. First was The Roots and then Outkast. Equimini is just a great song. I love those horns in the background. And I love Andre 3000, always have. And Big Boy's got a great verse in there, too. And I just love, again, storytelling. And growing up and being in high school during the late 90s, this was the album of albums to come out. And it still resonates today. It still stands up now just like it did 20 years ago.
Now it's the time to get on like Spike Lee say, get on the bus. Go get your work and keep your beeper chirping. It's a must. Get you on that dust and cornstarch. Familiar with that smack, man. The music is like that green stuff provided to you by Sack Man. Pac-Man. How many people think we gon' do that, man? Ride on Nash, no 18s, ride no Gap, man. I'm strapped, man. Get rid of the bus on anything like that, man. Me and my n***a, we roll together like Batman and Rob Band. We pray together through hard times, swung hard when it was fitting. But now we tapping the brakes from off them corners.
So Spanish Joint is one of many incredible songs on D'Angelo's Voodoo album. This one in particular I love just because you've got Charlie Hunter on guitar and Roy Hargrove on trumpet with some of the sickest horn lines that you can ever come up with. And it was albums like these that helped me understand how to bridge the gap between genres, from jazz musicians playing on R&B and hip-hop albums, and the song just sounds so good. You may not be able to really understand what D'Angelo is saying, but who cares?
Whenever it rains, feel the sway. Little something to get me through this day. Give me a little bit. Don't talk bad. Hey, won't it be a good day? Yeah.
Thanks, Jared Thompson, for that top five. Now let's listen to some clips from our weekly local music playlist. To hear the full songs, tune in Saturday and Monday nights at 9 to 90.1 WFYI in Indianapolis, or listen from anywhere at WFYI.org/listen, or check out our playlist by searching Spotify for Small Studio Signal Boost.
First, let's listen to a dreamy and ambient song from a band with Indiana roots. The band is now in Nashville, Tennessee, and they have new music out. This is Heaven Honey with Silver Souvenirs on Small Studio Signal Boost. That was Heaven Honey with their new song, Silver Souvenirs. Heaven Honey started out in Indiana and is now based in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm Melissa Davis with Adam Gross and Charlene Birdsong. First, Charlene and Adam, what's happening in the world of Indiana music?
Indianapolis singer-songwriter and middle school teacher Taylor Deshawn is following her 2021 EP, Hopelessly Optimistic, with this single titled Wasted Love Song. This is Taylor Deshawn on Small Studio Signal Boost.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I thought you wanted this whole thing. All of the love I wanted to give, it turns out you wanted half of me. A girl that will give you her free time, but you never dip into your time. It's honestly selfish and being reflective. I should have never let you inside. You are my biggest regret. Should have left after the sex. I lowered my standards. My heart keeps on telling me that's what you that's
Athens Youth Project is a noise pop musician out of South Bend, Indiana. They have several releases on Bandcamp. This one is a single. It's Spiders in the Set List by Athens Youth Project.
Your tender love is senseless. Still caught up in the wreckage. Someday I'll get the message. There's spiders in the set list. Still spinning on your reckless, spinning on your reckless. Are these windows or depressants? When you write the morning checklist.
And that's the latest in Indiana music. Be sure to follow your favorite artists on social media for updates and info. Thanks for listening to Small Studio Signal Boost tonight. Adam Gross edited our show and composed our theme. The show is produced by Charlene Birdsong, Adam Gross, and me, Melissa Davis. You can check out the show's Spotify playlist by searching Small Studio Signal Boost. And if you'd like to submit your music to get played on the show, just visit WFYI.org/local-frequency. And we are at our last song of the night. Adam, is this a pick from you?
Yeah, this is a submission we got at our local frequency page from Melissa Leslie. This is Carousel on Small Studio Signal Boost. Have a great night.